Okay, Boker Tov. We're here on Vav Amud Bet Masechet Brachot, and we begin on the top line, four words from the beginning of the line. Amar Ravim Bar Rav Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak Kol Haragil Avol Beit Knesset Velo Bayom Echad Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mishael Bo. Whoever comes to the Beit Knesset on a regular basis and then declines to come, Hashem will sort of ask after him. As it says, "Mi b'chem yirei Hashem? Who amongst you fears God? Shomea b'kol avdeo asher halach chashechim ve'ein nogalo. Who walks in darkness ve'ein nogalo and he has no light. Im l'dvar mitzvah halach nogalo. If he were going to a dvar mitzvah, then he would have light. Im l'dvar reshut. But if he's doing something optional, which he doesn't necessarily have to do, ein nogalo." He does not have light. Yiftach b'shem Hashem. He should fear. He should put his confidence in Hashem. Okay, so this is a whole pasuk. This is from Sefer Yishayahu, Perek Gimel, and what this means: Ma'i tani mishum dahav le'itoch b'Hashem v'lo batach. We interpret this pasuk to mean that there's a person who used to go to shul and now suddenly they're not going. And what are they doing instead? They're running errands. They're going to make some money, and they should have bitachon in Hashem and continue to go to shul. What this suggests is that it's worse to have been going to shul and stop going than to never have gone at all. Okay, but there is an important idea here that I heard, that when a person, if you want to create kviut in your life, in learning in tefillah, you have to feel like you're part of something bigger. You have to feel like you're part of a system, a ma'arechet. You have a chevra, you have a group of people that you're with, and it's very important to have that. So you're not going it off alone. Okay, that's the first statement. I'm Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, "Bisha'a shehakadosh baruch hu ba beit haknesset v'lo masa ba'asara miyad hu ko'ez." Hashem comes to the Beit Knesset and he doesn't find 10 people there in the morning. He's very angry. Shene'emar madua bati, why have I come? Ve'ein ish karati ve'ein onen. I don't hear anybody reading. I don't hear anybody answering. So this suggests that there's supposed to be people should come here on time to tefillah, and therefore Hashem will not be angry when he arrives kiviyachol in the morning. Amar Rabbi Chalba, there's a very famous statement about the notion of having a makom kavua in the Beit Knesset. Okay, this is one of the most. This causes sometimes more fights than anything else in the Beit Knesset. Amar Rabbi Chalba, Amar Rabbi Huna. Kol hakoveya makom mitzvilato Elohei Avraham beEzro. Whoever establishes a place for themselves to daven, the God of Avraham will watch you, will protect you, will help you. Ukishemet, and when he dies, Omri Mo, people will say about this person, Eyanav, Eychasid, wow, this person was so humble and so pious. Mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. He's one of the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. Why are we talking about Avraham Avinu here? Because if you recall, the Avraham Avinu minalam dekavim makom. How do you know that Avraham established a place for himself to daven, an established place? Dichtiv, as it says in the pasuk, Vayashkem Avraham baboker. Avraham got up in the morning, El hamakom asher amad sham, and he went back to the place where he had been standing. Mashma from here that he davened in the same place. Vein amida, all that's mentioned in this pasuk is asher amad sham. How do we know that amida means to stand before Hashem? Ve'ein amida elatzila. That means to daven. Shen emar. How do we know? Vayamod Pinchas vayifalel. We're told about Pinchas. This is in Sefer Tehillim. Pinchas stands up vayifalel and he davens. And it says vayamod Pinchas. Mashma that when Abraham is vayamod, he's also davening. By the way, the word vayifalel here, Rav Shimshon or Falhirsch, based on Parashat Vayichi, Ra'ofa nachalo filalti. He says it means to judge. What is a person doing when they daven? They're judging themselves. They're judging their intentions, their motivations. They're looking at, hey, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Right? This is, tefillah is a conversation that a person has with themselves in which God is listening. Really a shift in how we understand tefillah. It comes from the word vayifalel, plili. Plilim is to judge. Now, a few things about this. Anyone who thinks that they're allowed to kick someone else out from their makom kavua should considering the following things. First of all, the Magen Avraham says explicitly that makom kavua is within Dalet Amot. Dalet Amot is, you know, yeah, a meter, 2 meters, whatever it is. So if someone's sitting in your seat, you could sit the seat next to them. That's number one. Number two, there's a machlok in the Rishonim, whether makom kavua only applies in your house. If you're in a place that's not the Beit Knesset, you should have a makom kavua. Always daven in this seat. Always daven in this location. Whereas some say in the Beit Knesset, you don't even need a makom kavua. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah says. All of the Beit Knesset is a makom tefillah. You don't need a makom kavua in the Beit Knesset. The truth is that the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch rule that you still do need one in the Beit Knesset as well. But again, I'm just pointing out that one should be careful to insult others if they're sitting in their makom kavua. What's the reason for having a makom kavua? So the Meiri suggests that if you know the location that you're davening in, so you won't have distractions, because you know what to expect, you know what the walls look like, you know what to expect around yourself, and therefore it won't bother you. The Shulchan Aruch says otherwise, that tefillah is based on a korban. And in the Beit HaMikdash, you know, you give a korban in a specific location, tzafon, darom. You don't switch around where you're giving a korban. So too, your tzidah should be in one place. Okay, we continue. The Amar Rabbi Chelbo. Rabbi Chelbo says, Amar Afuna, hayotzei mi beit hakneset. This is very, very practical. Hayotzei mi beit hakneset, al yafsia psia gasa. If a person leaves the Beit Knesset, you shouldn't take long strides when you walk out of the Beit Knesset. Why not?
It's running away.
What are you running away from? You should walk slowly because you don't want to walk out of the Beit Knesset. Maybe, I'm thinking about this. Maybe this is why people sort of turn around and walk slowly. I mean, turning around is also that you don't want to have your back to the Aron. But maybe it's also that walking slowly out from the Beit Knesset. But a person shouldn't run out of the Beit Knesset. Amar Abaye says a little story here. Lo amaran el lemeipak. This is only referring to leaving the Beit Knesset. Avala me'al, but entering the Beit Knesset, mitzvah le'maharet. It's a mitzvah to run into the Beit Knesset. Shin emar, as it says in the Pasuk, nirdefa ladat at Hashem. We run to know Hashem. And tefillah is about the experience of coming to know Hashem. I remember when I was in the Gush, I remember Rav Aaron, there stairs going up to the Beit Midrash. Remember Rav Aaron, he was like 70 years at the time. Actually, that year he celebrated his 70th birthday. Remember him running up the stairs from Mincha, running up the stairs. It wasn't just, did not want to be late to Tzvila. Amar Rav Zera says, Meresh, in the beginning, Kiyava Chazina, remember the Nun Aleph, when I would see Chazina Lehud Rabbanan, Tekarahati Lepirka B'Shabita, when I used to see rabbis running to the Shi'ur on Shabbat, Amina kamechalian rabbanan shabbata. I said, the rabbis, they're violating Shabbat. What is this? Running on Shabbat? How could you do such a thing? Right? We know there's this notion, shelo tehei luchecha kishabbat, kehi luchecha b'chol. You're supposed to walk on Shabbat at a different pace than you run during the week. However, kevan deshamana lahad Rabbi Tanchum, when I heard this teaching of Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who said in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, what did they say? Le'olam yarut adam l'dvar halacha. A person should always run to hear a dvar halacha, v'afilu b'shabbat. Even on Shabbat, you could run to hear a dvar halacha, shne'emar, as it says, acharei Hashem yelchu ke'aryeh yish'ag. You should run like a lion after Hashem. Ana nami rahitna, I also run, even on Shabbat. Now, the truth is, I'm not sure why this proof is being brought with regards to Shabbat. All it says is you should run acharei Hashem yelchu ke'aryeh yish'ag. Let's look at Rashi for a second. Mechayin Rabbanan Shabbata, the Amramar. Okay, he explains why. Asur lipsia psiag esad b'Shabbat shenamar hashev im tashiv mi Shabbat raglecha. This is the notion that you should walk slowly on Shabbat, not run, not exercise. But I'm not sure how this proof is being brought to prove.
It doesn't keep Shabbat.
Yeah, no, okay, so nachon. Okay, next idea. Amar Rav Zera.
Yeah. Harry has a law-fitting situation, so maybe Shabbat.
interesting. Okay, Amar... now we're going to have a list of different things what's the essence of something? What's the reward that you receive for something? The phrase we're going to see, agra. Agra is a reward. There's a term in Perkei Avot, lefum tsa'ara agra. What's that mean? According to the pain, the suffering, the reward. Okay? So we're going to see a number of examples of either the reward from something or distilling the real essence of a particular experience. So Amar Rav Zera, igra de pirka rihata. The essence of the pirka of going to the perek, of the shiur, is the fact that you run to it. It's schar halicha. What's the reason for this? Because Rashi explains, most people, they go to a shiur, they have no idea, they don't understand anything that's going on. Okay? But at the very least, they get sachar for running, for going to the shiur. Okay? Amar Abai says, Igra dekala duchaka. Igra dekala. Dekala is the shiur they would have before the Shalosh Regalim, three times a year. And it was very tzafuf. It was very, very tight. It was very uncomfortable. So what's the sachar that you get for going? You can't really hear anything. You can't make out what the rabbi's saying. However, the sachar that you get is for being squished, being uncomfortable, but being there nonetheless. We go on. Amar Rava, Igra deshmaitita svara. The real reward for learning, shmaitita, is svara, is you know, the yigi'ah, the hard work, the effort that takes for pulling out the svara, the logic and the analysis. Amar Rav Papa says, Igra debate timiya shetikuta. This is very interesting. Igra debate timiya, this is the igra, the reward or the essence of a beit timiya. This is a tamiya, excuse me. This is a beit avel, shetikuta. This is silence. What's the meaning of this? In Moed Katan, Kafchen Amud Bet, it teaches us, Ein menachamim rishon. Lomar davar ad sheyiftach avel tchila. A person is not supposed to speak before the avelim speak. You know, we walk in, we're very uncomfortable with silence. We don't know what to do with silence. We have to say something, we have to fill the silence. But when you walk into a shiva house, you're supposed to show your sympathy by just being with them, by just sitting with them in, you know, in silence. You wait for the avel to share some words if they want to. Amar Marzutra, Igra de Ta'anita Tzidkata. The essence of a Ta'anit is giving tzedakah. This is very interesting. I was on a conference once, and some of these people who are very rah-rah about social justice, there happened to have been a fast day, they said, should give the amount of money, or no, sorry, they said as follows, they said, we don't have to pay for our meals today, you should give the amount of money to tzedakah that you would have paid for lunch today. And there are actually commentators on this Gemara that say, on a ta'anit, you should give the amount of tzedakah that you would have paid to eat. So you're not paying for three meals, give that amount of money to tzedakah. So there's an idea that's based on the Gemara. Okay, next idea. Amar Rav Sheshet, Igra de Hespeda de Livui. The essence of a Hespeda, the sachar of a Hespeda, is to cause people to cry. You're supposed to cause an emotional response in people to make them cry and feel the loss. Amar Rav Ashi says, Igra de Behi Lule Mili. The essence of the sachar of a Behi Lule is a wedding are the words that you say to the Chatan and the Kala. Okay, and there's a Gemara, famous Gemara, Masach HaKetubot, Ketzad Meragdin Lifnei HaKala. What do you say to the Kala? What if she's beautiful? What if she's not beautiful? Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Okay, next statement. Amar Rav Huna says, Kol HaMitpalel Achorei Beit HaKnesset Nikra Rasha. Whoever davens behind the Beit Knesset is called a Rasha, a wicked person. Shene'emar, as it says, Saviv Rishaim Yitaleichun. Okay, Saviv, meaning around the Beit Knesset, the Rishaim, the wicked people, are floating around. Okay, Amar Abaye, Lo Amran, we're only talking about here, Ela Delo Mehader Ape the Beit Knishta. We're only talking about the people who don't face the Beit Knesset. They're facing like in a different direction. Seem to be cutting themselves off from others. Aval Mehader Ape the Beit Knishta Leit Lanan. But if at least they're facing the Beit Knesset and davening, even if it's outside, so that's fine. Okay? Ahahu Gavra, a story about this. This is a pretty violent story. Ahahu Gavra, giver, a certain individual. Tika Matzle, Matzle is an important term in Masachet Brachot. Matzle is the daven. Okay? Achori Beit Knishta, who's davening outside the Beit Knesset. V'lo Mahadar Abbe the Beit Knesset, B'nei Knishta, and he didn't look at the Beit Knesset. Chalaf Eliyahu went by him, Chazya, and he saw him, Idmelei Kitaya. He dressed up, Eliyahu dressed up as an Arab merchant. Okay? Amarle Kedu Bar Kiyamta Kami Marach. Is this how you stand before your master? How could you stand like this? Shalaf Sifsera Vekatle. He took out a sword and he killed him. Okay, so it's, don't stand outside the Beit Knesset and dive in another direction. Eliyahu might appear to you, and we should be careful of this. So this is another example of that. Okay, interesting. Okay, yafeh. So Amar Le, Haumer, Rabban and the Rabbevi Bar Abaye. One of the rabbis say to Rabbevi Bar Abaye, Ba'amri la Rabbevi, the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. I guess some say he said to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mai Kerum Zalut Bivnei Adam. Why are we bringing in this pasuk? This pasuk is the continuation of the previous pasuk. So we just said Saviv Rishaim Yitalachun. That's in Tehillim Yud Bet. And the next part of this pasuk is Kerum Zulut Bivnei Adam. Kerum Zulut. Zulut is like Zilut is scorn or ridicule. But we want to figure out what Kerum is. Now, what does Kerum generally mean? What do you think Kerum is? Kerum. Pinchas, what do you think? It's actually a color. Kerum. It's like a color. It's like a red, sort of red face. We'll see the different interpretations. We're going to see three different interpretations. To congeal. Congeal? Okay, well, let's see. Amar le, elu dvarim shomdim b'rumo shel olam, u'bnei adam mezalzalim ben. These are things, we're talking about things that are the most important things. However, people mezalzel ben, people ridicule and you know, treat them lightly. Okay, and this, of course, is talking about, Rashi says, kegon tefillah she'olah lamala, like tefillah that, you know, goes up high, that, you know, goes up to heaven. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elezer, the Amar Taveu, Kevan Shinitarech Adam Lebriot, Panav Mishtanot Kikrum. So now we have other interpretations. A person loses their dignity when they have to be rely on others, perhaps financially, and so their face turns to krum, meaning it turns reddish. Shinamar Krum Zulut Ibn Adam. When a person has to lose their dignity and sort of ask others for help, so then their face turns red. Okay, they're embarrassed by this. There's one bird at the edge of the sea. Ukrum Shemo, and its name is Krum. The Kevan Shechama Zorachat, and when the sun comes up, Mitapech, the Kamagvanim, it turns different colors. This is clearly an Agadata with some deeper meaning, which, to be honest, I'm not quite sure. I didn't look anything up on this. What is the meaning of this? Anyone have any footnotes on this? Of interpretations here. It's a bird. Okay. I'm not sure why they have to reference a bird here, but okay. Not clear why it's referencing a bird though.
And vice versa.
Okay, so we should be. Should help people maintain their dignity. Okay, number three, Rav Avi, Rav Asi, Damar Tavel, Ki Ivu Nidon Bishtei Dinim, Eishu Maim. Okay, the person, it's not a third interpretation, but the person who has to, you know, be support, you know, get support of others, it's as if they are being judged with fire and with water, Shinemar, Herkavta Enosh, the Roshenu, Banu Be'esh Uvimayim. Okay?
The red and the white.
The red and Nachon, exactly. Okay, so this person, their head is going through fire and through water because they have to rely on others and, you know, borrow money from them, whatever it is. Okay. The Amar Rav Chelbo, another statement by Rav Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, the Olam Yehadam Zahir B'Tfilat HaMincha. A person should be careful about Tfilat Mincha. Why Tfilat Mincha specifically? So he brings a proof, Shaharei Eliyahu Lo Na'ana Ela B'Tfilat HaMincha. Eliyahu Navi, remember the story of a very famous story with happened on Har Carmel, that Eliyahu, there's this huge challenge between Eliyahu and the Nevi'ei Baal, and it's on Har Carmel, and they bring their own sacrifice, it doesn't work, Eliyahu brings his sacrifice, and they end up killing the Nevi'ei Baal. But Eliyahu is davening until Tfilat Mincha, until the time of Mincha. Sheri Eliyahu na el b'tfilat Mincha, she'ne'emar, as it says, Vahi ba'alot ha-mincha. Vahigash Eliyahu ha-Navi, Vayomer, Vagomer, Aneni Hashem, Aneni, Aneni she'tered eish min Hashemai, Vaneni she'lo yimu ma'asei k'shafim him. So he says, Aneni Hashem twice. Hashem, answer me. Why the double language? One is that Hashem should bring fire from the heavens. The second thing is that that no one should think that he's using sorcery here. This is an example, by the way, of Eliyahu violating the laws of the Torah. Okay, you're not allowed to bring a korban outside of the Beit HaMikdash. This is called Shchut Echut, and yet he does it. What's the basis for this? Sometimes you have to undermine the Torah in order to upkeep it. It's a very dangerous notion. It's antinomian, right? So I had to skip davening today so that I could feel better about God. You know, you could come up with any explanation that you want. So it's a careful, it's a very dangerous statement. But of course, it's up to Talmidei Chachamim when to use this. So we see mincha is important. This is almost comical what happens after this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Av Tefilat Arvit. Tefilat Arvit is also really important. Amar, how do we know this? Tikon Tefilati Ketorat Lefanecha Masat Kapai Minchat Arev. Okay, as it says, Tikon Tefilati, I sort of prepare my tefilah, Ketorat Lefanecha, it should be like incense before you. Masat Kapai, that which I give with my hands, Minchat Arev, the giving of the offering of the night. Okay, and then we fill in that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Av Tefilat Shacharit. Oh, by the way, Tefilat Shacharit is also important. So Shneamar Hashem Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker Erof Lecha Ve'etzveh. Hashem, you should hear my voice in the morning. I prepare my tefillah.
But invalidates the statements, because if everything's important,
I know that nothing's important. So if everything's important, then nothing's important. But we should. The point is that we should recognize. Maybe we're suggesting we should recognize the unique qualities of each of these tefillot. Mincha is very tough. It's in the middle of the day. But you definitely have to stop. You refocus. Arvit is the conclusion of the day. Shacharit is about where. What do I want to do this day? So each of them have their unique qualities. Am Rabbi Chelba, another statement of Rabbi Chelba. Am Rav Huna kol hananeh misudat chatan ve'inu b'samcho. Whoever eats at the sudat of a chatan, but doesn't bring joy and dance with them and sing with them, over Rav Chamisha kolot, he violates five kolot, five sounds. Shena Amar, as it says, kol sason ve'kol simcha, kol chatan ve'kol kalat, kol omrim odu Hashem et Hashem tzvakot. This comes from Sefer, if I'm not mistaken, Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Gimel. And it's talking about the sounds of joy that will come from Arei Yehuda. And so if you don't engage in the singing and the dancing, you know, you're violating this. Okay, ve'im misamcho, but if you do celebrate that with them, maschara, what is your reward? Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, zochel l'Torah, you merit receiving the Torah, she'nitna b'chamisha kolot, that was given with five kolot, she'ne'emar. We're going to bring psukim to prove that there were five sounds, five kolot, at Har Sinai, she'ne'emar. Vahi vayom ha'shlishi biyot haboker, vahi kolot uvakim, ve'anan kaved al ahar, ve'kol shofar, ve'gomer, vahi kol ha'shofar, ve'gomer, ve'eloim yanenu b'kol. Okay, so we have five different sounds here. But it also says, that the people saw the sounds. Okay, this is unique to Har Sinai. You saw the sounds. Say, Otan kolot dekodem matan Torah, even though that's more than five, but those were heard before matan Torah, before giving the Torah. That was part of the sage performance beforehand. So hanach kolot batrai. Hainu anach the iri behulel the gamar the irin hayu v'afal bishakol inu nira zekan zen yira. Actually, it suggests here in Rashi. Okay, whatever. It sounds like these are before matan Torah. And I thought about the connection between these things, a wedding and the receiving of the Torah. The truth is that the reception of the Torah was like a wedding, right? It was like a chuppah, and the Jewish people approached. And there was like a chatan and kala, we were marrying each other. Biyom chatunato, biyom simchat libo, we say in Shir Shirim, which is referring to the midrash, the giving of the Torah. It's a chuppah for the Jewish people. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar ki ilu bana achat. Rav Abahu, we're still explaining if you are misameh chatan v'kala, what are you doing? It's ki ilu hikriv toda. It's as if you gave a korban to korban todah in the Beit HaMikdash, and amar mevim toda. Beit Hashem. We bring a Todah Beit Hashem. How is this related to and if you look at Rashi, the end of this pasuk, the chamisha kolot il elhu, relates to the five kolot. Okay, so it's connected to the five kolot that we saw in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Wow, beautiful. It's as if you rebuilt one of the chorvot, one of the destroyed parts of Yerushalayim. We had the notion of chorvot Yerushalayim on Daf Gimel, and this is really beautiful. This is maybe, everyone Rabbi says in a speech, we're going to sing, we're about to sing, which at the wedding I was at last night, it was interesting, they sang that before the reading of the ketubah, okay, which apparently is the ancient custom to do this. This way, instead of people celebrating Mazal Tov when we say, we're so sad about Yerushalayim, so it's earlier and it's given its proper place. But the rabbi says, please God, this couple coming together should be one step in the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. And there's a basis for this here in Masachet Brachot Daf Vav Amud Bet. Shene'amar, it says, Ki ashid et shvut ha'aretz kivarishona amar Hashem. Okay, next notion. But Amar Rabbi Chavel says, Amar Rav Huna kol adam sheish bu yirat shamayim dvarav nishmain. Whoever has yirat shamayim, okay, his words are heard. Shene'amar sof davar, Hakol nishma eta elin nira vigomer. Okay, this is the end of Sefer Kohelet. It's a jarring statement at the end of Kohelet, which sort of changes everything we said beforehand. Shlomo Melech is looking for truth, and he says, you know what? The end. Sof davar hakol nishma eta elin nira. You have to have fear of God. Now they're interpreting this differently. Sof davar at the end. Hakol nishma, everything will be heard on condition eta elin nira. If you have yirat shamayim, vigomer mai kizek kol adam. What is the meaning, kizeh, kol adam? This is all of humanity, all of mankind. Amara belazar, belazar says, Amara kadosh baruch hu, kolam kulo lo nivra, ele bishvil zeh. Everything was created for you, yirat shamayim. This is the most important value, it's the highest value. Rabbi Abba bar Kahana amar, shakul zeh keneged kolam kulo. This is equivalent to the entire world in terms of its importance. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai omer, v'amila Rabbi Shimon ben Zuma omer, kol alam kulo lo nivra ele b'tzavot lezeh. The whole world was created to command for this particular midah, this particular character trait. V'amar Rabbi Chelo, bo amar Rav Huna, Rabbi Chelo says in the Rav Huna, kol sheyodeh v'chavro shuhu ragil liten lo shalom, yakdim lo shalom. If you know that your friend is going to say hi to you, you should precede him and say hi to him. Shene amar bakesh shalom v'radfehu. You should seek peace and run after it. Shalom in this case is really peace in the sense of getting along with your friends. But here we're interpreting it, bakesh shalom is hello, sort of request, a hello, let's say, and run after it. And if he says hi to you and you don't say hi back, nikrad gazlan, you're a thief. Shene'amar v'atem bi'artem hakerem gazlat ani b'batechem. You stole from an ani. Okay, now Rashi says, "Valo af." The last Rashi on the left side, "Va'af gazat ashir gazat." You've even stolen from a rich person. Ela gazat ani she'ein lo klum ligzom imenu ela shelo la'ashiv al shlomo. Talking about an ani, a person who has nothing else to give you but a hello. And if you don't say hello, if you're stealing from him, so this is a terrible thing. So you should make sure to say hi to people. You should preempt them. Say hi to them. Don't wait for them to say hi to you. And this is the. This is the end of Vav Amud Bet. Should be learned? Why? I think...